Welcome back to the Daily International OU Tehillim and a Physic phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Revi'i, the 29th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their generosity and continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the Daily Tehillim email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Ephraim Polakoff, Mora D'Astra, of Congregation Based Tefillah in Woodmere, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Polakoff slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Chaf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. So we'll be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Polakoff to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Polakoff.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for inviting me. Thank you to the OU for hosting such a wonderful daily call. We can all use the chizuk during this difficult time, so thank you very much for arranging this important call. I was having a socially distant conversation with one of my neighbors several months ago. This neighbor is a Rebbe in a local high school, a wonderful person. And we were talking about some of the challenges that people are experiencing during this time. There's the obvious challenges of illness and Rachmana Litzlan, death. There are other challenges that people are experiencing as well, economic challenges, emotional challenges, and others. And of course, there are the spiritual challenges. We know, we here in the Five Towns area in New York, davened without minyanim in our shuls for three full months. Without minyanim at all, actually, for three full months. And now, Baruch Hashem, the numbers here are good, and we do have minyanim in our shuls and backyards. But as we know, many communities throughout the country and throughout the world still do not have minyanim. And there are people even in our communities who haven't yet returned to minyanim, who are immunocompromised, who are concerned for their health, and as they should, continue to daven, the yechidus to daven alone. And on the one hand, we have this spiritual sadness that we're missing out. And I was talking to this friend of mine that we were missing out on wonderful, holy things, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, answering Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. For me personally, I missed Kriyas HaTorah. I missed listening to the laning each and every week. However, this friend reminded me, and we had this conversation, that we have to also see this glass sometimes as half full and see the silver lining within the challenges that we face. And he mentioned that one interesting thing is that even though we're not davening with minyanim and we're missing out on all of those things, but we are saying one additional thing that we don't say generally. Even though women who daven alone very often, and sometimes men who have to daven alone, recite those three words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, before reciting Kriya Shema twice a day, generally those of us who daven with a minyan every day don't recite Kel Melech Ne'eman. But all of a sudden, for 3 months, each and every day, for Shacharis and at Mariv, before we said Kriya Shema, we said the words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, that God is the trustworthy king. And I saw an amazing comment from the Das Zakein in Ibalei HaTosfos, in Parshas Vo'eschanan. And he says, why is it that we add these words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, when a person davens alone, when a person recites Kriya Shema without a minyan? And he says it is because we want to get to the number 248. We want the words of Kriya Shema to equal 248. In order to do that, we have to add these three words, Kel Melech Ne'eman. What's significant about 248? So as we know, Chazal tell us that the human body is comprised of Ramach Evarim, 248 limbs, whatever exactly that means. But that's what the body is comprised of, those 248 limbs. And it writes the Das Kinim Ibalei HaTosfos that whoever recites the 248 words of Kriya Shema properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshameh Ramach Evarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect that person's 248 limbs. And when I saw this comment of the Das Kinim, it blew my mind. Because here, amidst all of the spiritual sadness and the lack of Devarim Shebikdusha, the holy things that we recite in shul, we nevertheless had an addition of Kel Melech Ne'eman that we generally do not say. And as the Das Kenim writes, that offered us an extra measure of protection. My Rebbe from Yeshiva University, Rav Meir Twersky, also shared that this whole pandemic is helping us focus on Hashem's Malchus, on Hashem's kingdom, on Hashem's kingship over this world. That's our avodah, that's our service during this time, to recognize Hashem's kingdom. And we have this additional Kel Melech Ne'eman. This reminder twice a day that Hashem is the trustworthy king, to remind us to focus on that element. And finally, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that not only do the words Kel Melech Ne'eman remind us of Hashem's kingdom in this world, but every time we answer Amen to a bracha, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yotes asks, "My Amen." What does the word Amen mean? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kel Melech Ne'eman. The word Amen, Aleph Mem Nun, really stands for Kel Melech Ne'eman. When we say Amen to each and every bracha, we remember that Hashem is the king, that Hashem is the Melech, that Hashem is ruling over this world and everything in it, and everything that happens in it is really Hashem's will. So this is the silver lining that we can try to see throughout all of the challenges that we face, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And even though we may not always understand why He does certain things, but we have faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, He knows what He's doing, He has a master plan, and Be'ezras Hashem, Hashem will continue to protect us and to keep us and our communities well and safe. We'll continue with the recital of Tehillim, and we'll begin with Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chapter 20. L'menaseach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Chashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh, U'mitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha, Ve'olasecha Yidash Netzela, Yitem Lecha Chil Vavecha, Ve'chol Atzasecha Yimalei, Miranina Bishuasecha, U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishtalosecha, Ata Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicho, Ya'anehu Mishmei Kodsho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino, Eilev Orechev Ve'eilev Atzusim, Ba'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Heima Karu V'nafalu, Ba'anachnu Kamnu V'nistodod, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu. We continue with Tehillim Perek Chav Zayin, Chapter 27. L'David Adonai Orivi Ishi Mimi Ira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Efchad, Yikrov Alay Mireim Le'echol Es Bisari, Sarai Ve'oivai Li Heima Chashlu V'nafalu, Im Tachane Olay Machane Lo Yira Libi, Im Takum Alay Milchama B'zos Ani Voteach, Achas sho'alti me'eis Adonai osah avakesh, shivti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachazos benoam Adonai ulvaker be'echalow, ki yitzpeneini b'suko, b'yom ra'o yastireini, b'seiser oholow, b'tzor yirom emeini. Yato yorum roshi aloi v'ayistivivosai, V'yez b'chov ha'ahalo zivcheis d'ruwa ashira v'azamir v'al Adonai. Shema Adonai kol yekra v'chaneini v'aneini. L'cho amar libi b'akshu p'nai es p'necha Adonai abakesh. Al taster p'necha mimeni. Al tatsi af avdecha ezrasi ha'yisa. Al ticheini v'al tazveini Elohei yishi. Yovivini azavuni, vadonai yasveini. Oreini adonai darkecha unacheini, vorach mishor leman shorerai. Altitneini menefresh tzorai, ki kamuvi eider sheker vifeach chamas. Gulei heemanti liros betu vadonai bieret chayim. Kaveya ladonai chazak viameis libecha. Vekaveh el Adonai. We continue with Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalot Mimamakim Kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shimave Koli Vihienos Necha Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunai Mavanos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Ki Mechas Licha Leman Tivorei Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Navshi Velidvarov Holchalti Navshi Ladonai Mishomerim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai HaChesed V'Hardei Imo Fidus V'Hu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. So now reciting Mishaberach for Cholim, and of course have in mind all of those who are ill, but especially those who are ill with COVID-19. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Ve'Aaron David Ushlomo Uyivarech Virapeyes HaCholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mitpalalim ba'avuram bizchar zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem la'achalimam al-rapusam al-achazikam al-achayosam v'yishlach lohem emeiro refuah shleimah min ha'shamayim v'chol levareihem v'chol gideihem v'sof sh'ar cholei Yisrael refuah ha'nefesh refuah ha'guf ha'shto ba'galo v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. We conclude with Achenu. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael Hanasunim Batoro Vashivya Haumdim Vein Bayom Vein Bayabasha Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem Yosiyei Mitaroler Vacha Meafelolo Oro Mishibu Meguula Hashto Bagalo Vizman Kariv Benomar Omein. We pray that each and every Jewish person and all people throughout this world who are struggling, whether it's with COVID-19 and its related challenges or other challenges, should all see a salvation soon from those challenges and be brought to the light by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Poligoff. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and community doing?
Baruch Hashem, we're doing well. Baruch Hashem, my family is healthy, and we are adjusting to all of the different scenarios and situations that we find ourselves transitioning to. Almost every week is something a little bit different, but Baruch Hashem, we're transitioning. And the community as a whole, Baruch Hashem, the numbers here on Long Island and the five towns, Baruch Hashem, continue to be low. And that we continue to daven for everyone's health, safety, and well-being.
Amen. Chassid Hashem. Thank God. So it's hard to imagine a Jew who's never heard of or has never visited Woodmere. But to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your shul, with the community in general, would it be possible to give us a brief overview?
Sure. So Woodmere is one of the towns that many call the five towns, Lawrence, Cedarhurst, Hewlett, Inwood, and Woodmere. And Baruch Hashem, I think it's one, at this point, these five towns, one of the largest and quickly growing Jewish communities here in the tri-state area, here in New York. And Baruch Hashem, there are many shuls, many yeshivos, many day schools throughout the community, really a broad and diverse community, all the way from, you know, more of a black hat community to more modern Orthodox and everything in between. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of achdus and we get along to a great extent. And it's really a beautiful community and a growing community. And throughout the challenges, you know, we struggled like many other communities, but Baruch Hashem, we seem to be finding our place and figuring things out to keep going throughout this pandemic and ensure people's safety as we do it.
Absolutely. So, Rabbi Poligoff, the world has changed dramatically, and it's changing, you know, ever changing each day. You know, every time we think we figure something out, the uncertainty and the everyday's norms keep changing and moving like a carousel. But change is, and it will be everywhere. What communal changes do you anticipate for your shul, and really for the broader Jewish community?
That's a good question. You know, I really hope that there are some communal changes. Baruch Hashem, we have a wonderful community here in the Five Towns. But like every community, we can always be a little bit better and do a little bit more. One of the things that I think many of us are focusing on is the way that we treat our Batei Knesset and our Batei Medrash, the way we treat our shuls and our yeshivos. And unfortunately, we were locked out. We really couldn't be in our shuls for a good 3 months. And Baruch Hashem, we've started to come back. And even, you know, how we're coming back now, we're so careful with how we interact with each other. Everyone's wearing masks and sitting 6 feet apart. And Baruch Hashem, that helps to minimize talking as well in shul. But I think also just the general respect that we have for a shul and what we do in a shul and what we do during davening, Baruch Hashem, I think is getting better, and I think that can use some improvements in general. And I think that people, you know, not being in shul for so long appreciate coming back to shul and appreciate the ability to once again visit their shuls. And I do sense a little bit of an increased reverence for the shul and for what goes on in the shul. And I hope that continues in terms of how we, you know, how we daven and how we interact in a shul. And I think also that, as you know, as careful as we are with, you know, COVID-19 and with this pandemic, and as careful as we are with our own health, to be equally as careful with our spiritual health, to be equally as careful, you know, how we treat others, bin adam lachavero, bin adam lamakom, how we daven, how we learn, and of course how we treat others. I think that care and concern we can also learn from the same care and concern that we have with our health and with our safety, to focus on our spiritual health and spiritual well-being as well.
Certainly, absolutely. And, you know, just thinking, you know, today's an interesting day. I had to multitask specifically during today's phone call, which I'm usually able to do from my office, but did it today at home because at 1 o'clock, one of our children begins school tomorrow. And she's in early childhood, and the teacher came to the house, outside the house, because parents are not able to walk the children into the building. It's just a drop-off in the parking lot, and especially for a young child to meet the teacher there for that first time. So, but you mentioned wearing masks. We're not interacting with people in a normal way. We don't shake hands. We're not hugging. And even it's really just our eyes. And not even the smiles that are allowing us to interact with one another. And I was thinking, Mamish, just now in the middle of this call, while you were speaking, I had to run outside for a moment to meet the teacher, where we talked about there are these new masks now. I don't know if they're new, but they're, I think for the hearing impaired population, for perhaps dentists, and certainly for teachers, to wear these masks that cover the entire face like all the other ones, but there's a plastic covering over the mouth which enables and allows one smile to be seen, which is really so important for people interacting with each other. And that's something we're really not seeing as we go to shul, as we interact with people in the supermarket or wherever it might be. Sorry, I went on a little tangent there, but it just happened, and one of your comments about masks made me think about it. So let's jump over, though, to the last question. We're just a month out tomorrow. In Yiras Hashem is Rosh Chodesh. What are the preliminary plans for your shul for Rosh Hashanah? Will there be minyanim indoors, outdoors? And what are your plans for blowing the shofar, and as well as for those who won't be able to make it to shul?
So we're definitely in full swing in terms of planning and preparing. Our committee has met many times already to try to work out as many details in advance as we can, of course. You know, as you mentioned, things are changing, you know, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, and who knows what a month will bring. Hopefully good news, and hopefully continued low numbers, and things will only get better from here. But right now, you know, as things stand right now, we do plan to offer both outdoor and indoor minyanim. Baruch Hashem, we've had the ability to do so until now on Shabbatos, and during the week we have both outdoor and indoor minyanim. Indoor are all, you know, both minyanim, actually, everyone wears a mask. And at both minyanim, both outdoors and indoors, everyone is spaced at least 6 feet apart from each other. But some people are comfortable davening indoors, and some people are more comfortable davening outdoors. So we want to try to accommodate as many people as possible, you know, given their preferences and their comfort level in terms of their health. So we are planning to offer both of those. So we'll probably offer a hashkama minyan, you know, an early minyan as well as a later minyan, to try to accommodate the numbers, just because of the social distancing. You know, we don't have as much, you know, as many seats as we normally do. So to try to accommodate the numbers, we'll probably offer two different time slots for Minyanim. And in terms of shofar, so, you know, I think what we're doing is we're going to blow the regular tkiah shofar, the regular number of kolos. We're going to do it in a way perhaps a little bit, you know, some are concerned, some doctors, some people are concerned with the spread of droplets from the actual shofar itself. I've heard others are less concerned about it. Everyone needs to ask their medical practitioners and their doctors for advice in that regard. But I think for those that are concerned, we'll blow the shofar a little bit off to the side and make sure that it's not exactly on top of people. People will still be able to hear it clearly, but you know, because of that concern, it won't exactly be there per se, right in the midst of everyone. And we're also going to offer a tkiah shofar after davening for those who aren't able to make it to davening, and afterwards tkiah shofar where people can come, you know, masked, socially distanced, but to hear tkiah shofar as well in the yotze, the mitzvah that way. I'll only be speaking very briefly during davening, and I hope to give a drasha, you know, before Yontif, hopefully to enable those who won't be able to attend the minyanim to hopefully together to gain some inspiration for the Yomim Noraim season.
Amazing. Rabbi Polakoff, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community and all the plans that are in place for the high holidays. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova. May the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Shmuel Hain of the Young Israel of North Riverdale, Oiv Tzedek, in Riverdale, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.